Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Vietnam sign 9 agreements to deepen strategic partnership and enhance cooperation, including customs and agriculture. New Delhi advises Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Lebanon as tensions escalate in the region. Supreme Court permits sub-classification of SC and ST reservations to grant separate quota for more backwards within the categories. At least 10 people killed due to lightning strikes in Bihar. Heavy rains and cloudburst incidents lead to widespread destruction in Himachal Pradesh. And at Paris Olympics on day 6, shooter Swapnil Kosale clinches third bronze medal for India. Shuttler Lakshya Sen enters men's singles quarterfinal, defeating compatriot H.S. Pranoy. India and Vietnam today signed 9 agreements to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in the fields of customs, agriculture, legal, radio and television broadcast, culture and tourism. This was stated by Secretary East of Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar in New Delhi today. Briefing media on the state visit of Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh to India, the Secretary said both the countries emphasized on increasing bilateral trade.
Vietnam today is a rapidly growing economy. Our bilateral trade is about $15 billion, although both sides do feel that this could be significantly increased. A joint statement on enhancing our comprehensive strategic partnership and a plan of action for the implementation for the next 4 years were the two key outcomes of the visit. In addition, we signed a number of agreements, 9 in all, to further broaden and deepen our cooperation. These are in very diverse areas, from cooperation in medicinal plants, to customs cooperation, to radio and television programming, legal field, heritage conservation.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh. Both the leaders agreed to further deepen India-Vietnam relationship by increasing economic, strategic and cultural ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened in the last 10 years.
पिछले एक दशक में हमारे संबंधों के आयामों में विस्तार भी हुआ है और इनमें गहराई भी आई है। पिछले 10 वर्षों में हमने अपने संबंधों को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप दिया है। हमारे द्विपक्षीय व्यापार में 85% से अधिक बढ़ोतरी हुई है। एनर्जी, टेक्नोलॉजी एवं डेवलपमेंट पार्टनरशिप में आपसी सहयोग में विस्तार हुआ है।
The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on demands for grants related to the Ministry of Education. Initiating the discussion in the House, Tejaswi Surya of the BJP said the country witnessed significant improvement in infrastructure and quality of education in the country in the last 10 years. Mohammad Javed of Congress highlighted the vacant positions in schools and colleges. Hanuman Beniwal of RLP said the government should take stern measures to put an end to the coaching mafia. The government today asserted that it is committed to check the incidents of rail accidents in the country, saying the number of accidents have come down by 68% in comparison to the UPA rule. Replying to the discussion on demand for grants of his ministry in the Lok Sabha, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said more than 87,000 crore rupees were spent on safety in 2022-23, which reached over 98,000 crore rupees in the last fiscal year. The minister also said that now 558 running rooms are air-conditioned.
देश में रेलवे एक्ट के तहत 2005 में बनाए गए रूल्स के हिसाब से लोको पायलट का सारा कार्यकाल तय हो 2016 में इन रूल्स को अमेंड करके लोको पायलट्स को और ज्यादा सुविधाएं दी गई 558 रनिंग रूम्स को एयर कंडीशन किया गया लोकोमोटिव की कैब में बहुत हीट होती है इसीलिए 7,000 से ज्यादा लोगों की कैब्स को एयर कंडीशन करके उसमें अर्गोनॉमिक डिजाइन से लाया गया है
The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on working of Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. Initiating the discussion, Randeep Singh Surjewala of Congress criticized the government for not being able to fulfill the promise of doubling farmers' income by 2022. Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said the government implemented the Swaminathan Committee report for the welfare of farmers. V. Vijayasai Reddy of YSRCP expressed concern that agricultural lands are being converted to non-agricultural use. The Supreme Court today ruled that sub-classification within the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes reservation is permissible to grant separate quotas for more backwards within the categories. A 7-judge constitution bench of Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud gave the judgment by 6-1 majority, upholding the power of states to sub-classify the reserved categories of SCs and STs into different groups based on their backwardness for extending the benefits of reservation. The apex court clarified that while allowing sub-classification, the state cannot earmark 100% reservation for a sub-class. The bench gave the judgment overruling the 2004 E.V. Chinnaiya versus State of Andhra Pradesh judgment of the apex court. The bench said the state must evolve a policy to identify the creamy layer among the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes category and exclude them from the fold of affirmative action. He also held that the criteria for identifying the creamy layer among SCs and STs should differ from those used for the other backward castes. The Allahabad High Court ruled today that the trials for 18 cases connected to the Krishna Janmabhoomi Shahi Idgah dispute in Mathura can continue. The court dismissed a petition from the mosque committee that challenged the maintainability of these lawsuits. Earlier, the High Court had reserved its judgment related to the dispute. The court has now fixed the 12th of this month as the date for framing of issues. The lawsuits were initiated by Hindu devotees and deity Sri Krishna Virajman. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Bihar, at least 10 people lost their lives due to lightning strikes in the last 24 hours. In Gaya, maximum 5 casualties have been reported, followed by 3 deaths in Jahanabad and 2 in Rohtas district. The majority of the casualties occurred when lightning struck people working in the fields in the ongoing Kharif season. The Met Department predicts heavy rain accompanied by lightning in the southern and northeastern region for the next 24 hours. The Disaster Management Department asked people to remain cautious during rains and lightning. Heavy rains and cloudburst incidents in various parts of Himachal Pradesh have caused significant damage to life and property. In these incidents, 55 people are missing and 2 people have died. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the affected areas. The state government has established 13 emergency centres. A report.
In the cloudburst incident in Jhakri of Rampur sub-region in Shimla district, 36 people are missing, while in Tikkan near Padhar in Mandi district, 9 people are missing and the bodies of 2 people have been recovered. Similarly, 10 people are missing in Kullu district, 3 to 4 people are trapped on the ground floor of Mulana Power Project dam due to its worsting. Chief Parliamentary Secretary and Kullu MLA Sundar Thakur stated that the people trapped in the Mulana Power House are completely safe and that NDRF and State Disaster Authority teams are engaged in relief and rescue operations in the affected area. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu said in Shimla today that he has instructed the local administration to expedite the relief and rescue work in the affected areas. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, 425 pilgrims stranded on the Kedarnath Dham Yatra route have been brought to a safe place by helicopter from Lincholi and Bhimbali in Rudra Prayag district so far. Earlier, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inspected the disaster-affected area in Tehri district. He said the government will provide all possible assistance to the affected people. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rain at some places in Uttarkashi district tomorrow. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad has risen to 274. Our correspondent reports that 187 injured in the mishap are undergoing treatment in the hospital, while 107 persons are reported to be missing. 70 relief camps have been set up, where over 7,000 persons have been accommodated. We have a report.
The army said it recovered 18 bodies besides 6 mutilated ones from the debris. It informed the state government that no more survivors are expected from the landslide hit areas. The Bailey Bridge built by the army connecting Churalmala with Mundakai over a small river was open to traffic this evening and has been handed over to the civil administration. The bridge will facilitate the movement of men and heavy machinery to the landslide hit region. Tomorrow, more men and machinery will be moved across the river to clear the debris there. Search operations suspended this afternoon following heavy rain in the higher reaches of Mundakai area will resume tomorrow. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
In Rajasthan, life has been affected in many districts due to torrential rains since last night. 4 people died in rain-related accidents in Jaipur district due to continuous rain since last evening. Many roads in the city were flooded. A report.
Apart from Jaipur, heavy rains have occurred in Karoli, Ajmer, Alwar, Bharatpur, Dosa, Sikar, Sawai Madhopur, Tok, Nagaur, Hanumangarh and Churu. Due to this, rivers and streams are on spate. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a high-level meeting in Jaipur and reviewed the situation. He said that the officers should go to the field and take stock of the situation and ensure immediate relief to the people. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Embassy of India in Beirut has advised all Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Lebanon until further notice in view of the recent developments and potential threat escalation in the region. Those currently residing in the country are advised to exercise extreme caution and restrict their movements. The embassy also urged them to remain in contact via email or call. And now news from the ongoing Summer Olympics at Paris in France. If you believe that we can make the magic of the day, yeah. If you believe that we can make the magic of the day, yeah.
Today at the Paris Olympics, India won their 3rd medal, another bronze, and again from the sport of shooting in which the nation has been going great guns. Swapnil Kusale, taking part in his maiden Olympics, won the coveted medal in the 50-meter rifle 3 positions event. He is the first Indian to win a medal at the Olympics in the event and has thus made history.
Olympic medal jeetna ye like har athlete ka sapna hota hai. So I work hard itne saalon se. Ek level I achieved here. Iske baad bhi I will do hard work. I will make proud like next Olympics.
The great success from the shooting arena at Chaturo was not replicated elsewhere. In archery, Praveen Jadhav suffered a 6-0 defeat in the first round of the individual event, while star boxer Nikhat Zarin was knocked out in the round of 16 of the 50kg event by the top-seeded Wu Yu from China. There was a shock loss in badminton as one of India's big medal hopes, the men's pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, crashed out in the quarterfinals, going down 21-13, 14-21, 16-21 to the Malaysian pair of Aaron Chia and So Wee Ik. Lakshya Sen marched on to the quarterfinals of the men's singles after easily overcoming compatriot H.S. Pranoy 21-12, 21-6. Meanwhile, the Indian hockey team battled hard against the defending champions Belgium before going down 2-1. In the men's and women's race walk events, India's Vikash Singh came 30th and Priyanka Goswami finished 41st. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Swapnil Kusale on winning a bronze medal at the Paris Olympics. Meanwhile, the Maharashtra government has announced a cash reward of 1 crore rupees for Swapnil Kusale. Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today felicitated 6 shooters for their impressive performances at the Paris Olympics. During the ceremony, Dr. Mandavia awarded a cheque of 22.5 lakh rupees to Sarabjot Singh, who secured a bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event alongside Manu Bhakar. Dr. Mandavia highlighted the impact of the Khelo India program, stating that this time, out of 117 athletes, 70 are participating in the Olympics for the first time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Vietnam sign 9 agreements to deepen strategic partnership and enhance cooperation, including customs and agriculture. New Delhi advises Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Lebanon as tensions escalate in the region. Supreme Court permits sub-classification of SC and ST reservations to grant separate quota for more backwards within the categories. At least 10 people killed due to lightning strikes in Bihar, heavy rains and cloudburst incidents lead to widespread destruction in Himachal Pradesh. And in Paris Olympics, on day 6, shooter Swapnil Kosale clinches third bronze medal for India. Shuttler Lakshya Sen enters men's singles quarterfinal, defeating compatriot H.S. Pranoy. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.